You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time right now is 3:07 PM, moving into the second hour of the show. So I said on the Triple Dipper, I had three things, like always, three things that I'm dealing with. And one of them is this, that we got to have a free and fair media. It's like a must. It's not a want, it's a need. And folks, I'm telling you, if you don't have a free and a fair media that will actually report on the news as opposed to constantly opining on the news, then you don't know what's news and what's not. And I gave that classic story of the fact that they will also not report certain things because it doesn't fit the narrative, like this amazing story out of Loudoun County, Virginia. Well, right now I'm joined by someone that I want to bring on. Ray Melick is the new editor-in-chief for 1819 News. You've heard me talk about 1819 here on the show. We had Brian Dawson, who's also running 1819, here on the show with us. Ray spent like 30 years in media working in both Georgia and Alabama, numerous state and national awards, working at Birmingham Post-Herald, the Birmingham News. He also went on to work with Congressman Gary Palmer, among other things, and we have now got him back in Alabama doing his first love and working with 1819 News. Ray, thanks for being on Right Side Radio today.
Oh, absolutely, Phil. It's a pleasure, and I know you're doing a great job and appreciate the work you've done as well with media and being on a good conservative voice.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. If you had asked me like a year ago, hey, Phil, would you have a radio show? I'd just laughed. I mean, this to me still seems kind of wild that I'm doing this. But yeah, speaking of doing this, so you're making a career move back to media with 1819, which, you know, I've talked about 1819 here on the show. We had Brian Dawson on one day. But Ray, what I want the people to know, though, before we even talk about free and fair media, is what's expected right now with 1819? What's the mode for wanting to do this, in your opinion?
Well, it's exactly that. I do think, and of course, the last 10 years or so, I've been out of media. And part of the reason I left was I was not, I didn't feel I could do it the way they wanted me to do it when I was, working, quite frankly, for the Birmingham News. And I get it. The model was changing. The business model is changing. And so when I was approached about this, it was with the assurances that I could do journalism the way that I was taught to do it, the way I did it for most of my career, to try to, you know, you shouldn't know the bias of the reporter. You shouldn't know if your reporter is a liberal or a conservative or a Georgia fan or a Notre Dame fan. That ought to be, you know, you don't know that. And I want us to get our basic reporters back to that. And then secondly, this is a conservative state. Every election proves that. And I think we're going to have an opinion page. It's not far right, but we're going to be center right. We're going to understand conservative values and have voices that maybe people don't regularly hear from or haven't heard from before that I think will offer a perspective that people can relate to. We're not always right in this state, but we do need to be able to address it from a respectful manner and from people that live and grow up and love being in Alabama.
Well, and you said something that's so key, too, a minute ago. You shouldn't have to know what the political leanings of your reporter is. And it's okay to have an op-ed or an opinion piece. I mean, Sean Hannity doesn't disguise who he is. He flat out says, I'm a conservative talk show host. Me on this show, solid conservative, just plain right. That's what we say all the time. But I'm not a reporter. I'm an editorialist in a sense because I'm giving you the news, but I'm also telling you what I think about it. But when it comes to true reporting, God, we're missing that right now. I mean, and I could call out a couple like AL.com for one. I can't read their stuff without knowing for a fact that they've slanted the story in a certain direction very often.
Well, yeah, I can tell you when working for Congressman Palmer, an AL.com reporter whose name I won't mention actually posted a very negative comment about Gary on Gary's Facebook page, the official one. And I called an editor at AL.com that I knew, and I said, hey, look, the guy's well within his rights to do this, but, you know, you would have never allowed us to do this back in the day. And I was told, well, journalism's changing, and these young reporters feel like they want to be part of the story and they want to, you know, express themselves that way, and it's not the way we grew up doing it. And it's just not. And that was one of the things that was very telling to me of what they're sort of allowing reporters to do. You know, we live in a society where you know, the internet, and people want things to get clicks and then to go up in numbers and hopefully go viral. And the intent of going viral with your story doesn't always mean you serve the needs of the people that you're there to serve as a journalist. It really might play well in New York or L.A. or Minneapolis, but it maybe doesn't reflect what's really going on here in Alabama. And I think that's what the first priority is to reflect and tell the story from the way that relates here to people in Alabama, and not worry about whether it goes viral on somebody's webpage.
I had a reporter call me one time for a site that technically I call a blog site. I won't name it, but it's one that I've had I'd say a hate relationship with for many years. but when I was in the state senate, and this particular website did a lot of things like what you were talking about with that one reporter putting things on his on Gary's Facebook page, but this reporter called me on a story, and it was a real story. It was a piece of legislation we were dealing with. But I knew this young reporter was sharp, and I had seen some things he had done on reporting, like in the Mike Hubbard trial scandals and that kind of thing. And I looked at it, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to take his call. So I told him, I said, just so you understand, I said, I'm doing this interview because of you, not because of who you work for. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, because I've seen your reporting, and I know you're going to report this, not just editorialize it. And he said, well, I agree with that. And he's got a career. He's moved on to other places. I do know he's a liberal because I know what his leanings are, but his reporting is what makes the difference. And that's what I hope to see more of out of 1819. So tell us about 1819. Where is it headed right now?
Yeah, well, we've got a good staff of reporters. Erica Thomas is my managing editor, who did a great job in the same role with the Trustful Tribune. And Brandon Mosley, who was with the Alabama Political Reporter, has come over to join us. Everywhere I've talked to people about this, they all like the idea of what we're doing. Even a lot of my former AL.com friends have all said, yeah, there's a real need for something like this. So our goal is to go live Monday. I think we'll have stories that cover the whole state. We're growing. We've got a full-time staff, but we're excited. And again, I'm excited about our editorial page. And the one thing we're going to do is investigative journalism, which is not really done anymore because it's too time-consuming and can be expensive. So we're really going to take the time to hopefully look into some things and do an investigative piece that's old-style journalism.
Well, I think it's important. You know, I told this story right before we went on the air, and I think I did. I texted you a link to the same story this morning. Loudoun County, Virginia, trying to cover up the assault of a young lady in a gender-neutral bathroom by someone who was identifying as a female, even though he went in and raped her in the bathroom. And the story had to be broken by the Daily Wire because none of the other media wanted to pick it up. But it's truly an investigative piece. They had to go and do the deep dive research to pull it all together and interview the people. And that's missing too often from today's reporting in what I would call major outlets.
And after you sent me that, I looked at media in Virginia to find the story, and I really couldn't. I mean, you know, it's kind of a shame that it wasn't really addressed at a local media level that I could find anyway from a Google search. You know, those stories go on all over, all around the country, and we're looking for people, obviously, to keep us informed on this and give us those tips. But we will pursue stories, and we're not going to pursue them with an idea in advance of what the outcome ought to be. We're going to take it where the news and the facts take us, and that story tone may change during the course of writing the story. But we're going to, you know, my reporters, I've told, we're going to do this honestly and wherever it takes us, and we'll let the opinion writers deal with the fallout.
Well, I know you're also still building your staff, but you've got a great staff, like you mentioned, several. I like Brandon Mosley. I like everybody you've named so far. I mean, I've seen their work in other places. And so I think that's going to be key, is you've picked up some names that already have respect within the media community here in the state of Alabama, but they also know Alabama. I think that's an important piece, too.
It is, and I'm really excited about some of our editorial writers that will be with us on a regular basis. Amy Beth Shaver is a former Miss Alabama who's been very active years ago politically and also in the pro-life movement. She's kind of stopped taking herself out of the public eye to raise her kids, but now she wants to get back into it. I think she's got an interesting voice. And then K. Carl Smith is going to be very unusual for a lot of readers because he is an African-American conservative. He calls himself a Frederick Douglass Republican. He's going to have a conservative viewpoint that will be different even for sort of mainstream conservatives. And I'm anxious to see how people react to him and get to know Kay Carl a little bit. We don't really have – you don't hear a lot from conservative African-Americans, and I think Kay Carl will have an important voice. And I know his brother's in the Huntsville area doing great work up there with some schools and some other things, and a really well-respected family.
Well, and I hope to be providing content to you on a fairly frequent basis too, Ray.
1819
and Right Side Radio both kind of spring out of the Alabama Policy Institute's 30-year history of fighting for conservative values. And so looking forward to being a part of that with you, as a matter of fact.
I am too. I'm glad to hear you say that. I wasn't going to say that until you did. But, yes, I'm absolutely count on Phil Williams being part of our page every week.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, Ray Melick, thanks for what you're doing. So 1819news.com rolls out next Monday. Is that correct?
That's our goal. Yeah, if we can get a few bugs worked out on the website, we hope to be live on Monday morning. And you can go to and find all our content there. We've already got a lot of good content up, so it'll be up and running.
All right, man. Well, listen, we'll keep plugging it for the listeners, and we appreciate what you're doing. Look forward to working with you more in the days to come and having you back on the show again. Ray Melick, folks, the new editor-in-chief for 1819 News. 1819, because that's the year Alabama became a state. 1819news.com kicks off next Monday, and you'll be hearing more about that in the days to come, and I hope you're going to use it as a resource. All right, folks, we got to take that short break, the one we have to do right about now, give our team members a chance to speak their piece, and then we'll come back. I'm going to finish up a little more. I got some stats on this. What is it like when you look at the media and they constantly portray themselves as being neutral, and then you find out, you poll them and they're really not. All right, more on that when we come back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.